Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to progress?
Yeah, I mean, not really sure what the nature of the question is. Day by day is getting better. We'll see how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff said?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. Day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
There's nothing funnier than the awkward silence after someone asks a question and Belichick just doesn't say anything.
His face during that, you know, he's been standoffish, short,
a grump,
rude at times. This time, he's kind of even having a little fun with it. He's smiling. And when he says, what do I look like? An orthopedic surgeon? You know, he has a smile on his face a little bit. But it is funny because I'd like to nominate this to replace We're On to Cincinnati to
Day by Day.
Day by Day.
We should definitely clip that as a drop for something.
Yeah, Mac Jones, Day by Day. There you go.
That was about Mac Jones?
That was about Mac Jones.
Isn't he the one guy in the team that's not Day by Day? Is there a week by week that he's going to come out with today?
That's all about Mac Jones.
Interesting.
That they're going to just keep monitoring things day by day. He said day by day 12 times.
12 times.
Yep.
He would be... I would almost be interested to have him be my coach. Not like, you know, all the rest of the stuff. Like just that in the press conference. Because it's almost funny to me. It's almost funnier than having like what the typical like coach speak is. Just like having someone that he hates being there, and you know it. But as you're saying, if he's kind of grinning here, having fun with it.
He appears to be having a little fun with it. And
okay,
you know. Anyway, there's the Patriots who.
Yeah, we kind of lost track of them, right? We had Patriots tweet of the day for a minute there. We were making fun of them seemingly on a daily basis, and now
their
they're
offense
just
was so bad.
Yep, and now they're just kind of not even in my thought process.
What are they going to finish with? They have Green Bay this week, which is a loss. That's going to send them to 1-3, right?
Yes.
And then
with Brian Hoyer. Yeah, that should be
Brian
a loss.
Brian Hoyer. And I'll tell you, it doesn't have to mean a lot, but Lions-Patriots next week?
Uh-huh.
That is the dog franchise of the last 15, 20, go 50 years.
70
ago, you know,
years.
70 against the Patriot way. If the Lions can go into New England and win.
Oh, that would be.
I think, listen, even though Patriots fans would know that their team is not great anymore, they still have Belichick and they've got their level of belief in Mac Jones. Who knows if Mac Jones plays. But, boy, what a sobering life it would be to have a loss to the Detroit Lions on the card if you're the Patriots.
They play
the Browns the next week. They could definitely lose to Cleveland.
And that's another franchise that's been, I mean, they've been better the last 2-3 years. But 20 years, like, Lions and Browns are the worst teams in football, and the Patriots are the best team in football.
Do you know who they play the week after that?
No.
It's a murderer's row of potential identity crisis losses.
Okay.
Lions, Browns.
Is it the Jets?
No. Actually, that's the fourth opponent. That there's one in between. There's okay. Yeah. So they have the run of ineptitude after this week against the Packers. There's one other team. You're going to be mad if you don't get it.
Arizona. No,
Worse
than Arizona?
Worse.
Giants wouldn't work for this. The Jaguars.
Nope, worse than that. The Jaguars have made the playoffs and been to an AFC Championship game against New England, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Too.
They had a lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep, worse.
Chicago?
Yes.
Chicago.
The Patriots, after Green Bay, played Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, and the Jets.
Oh, yikes.
On just franchise history of the last 30 years, you can't do worse than those four teams.
Could they have more wins than those four teams combined in
Definitely.
The last 20 years?
I would say it is. I mean, without even looking it up, I would bet it.
Definite. I feel like that would be close.
It's probably close because those teams, at worst every year, combined for 12 wins at worst. And they probably are in the neighborhood of, I mean, do I get Patriots postseason wins too?
Sure. Yeah. All games. Have the Patriots won more games total than those four teams in the last 20 years?
Probably,
you're saying yes?
I'm saying probably not all four of them because, you know, New England tops out. They did have a 16-win season in there, which,
yeah,
you know, all four of those teams, even if they only had four wins, that's a tie. Okay, so probably not. But
yeah, because,
it's close.
Yeah, it might be super close. New England in the last 20 years, so 2001 to now, so 20 years plus this season. New England, 250 wins.
Okay.
Detroit last 114. Cleveland 117. So they do have more than their next two opponents.
Yeah, right.
The Jets 146. So you get to the third team, and then
yeah. Okay.
Chicago actually, in the last 20 years, 16th.
They have 1,007,009 seasons. Geron had a couple of those, right?
We
had 13-3 too.
By the way, I just realized this is only regular season.
Okay, well, how many Patriots? You can add them up.
Okay, here we go. So 280. Their number is 280 if you include the playoffs. So 30 wins in the postseason the last 20 years.
While we're on these four teams, I've got to give you two Bears stats of the day.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned we had our Patriots quote of the day. Here's your Bears stats of the day. The Bears' passing offense has, do you know how many you've heard? The receivers don't have a lot of, you've heard a lot of things.
Yep.
Do you know how many completions they have in three games? Completions.
I do. I know, I might be cheating a little bit because I know the attempts number. The attempts number is 45.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess they have 29 completions.
They have 23 completions.
That's so bad.
In three games.
That's so bad.
It is the lowest number in 40 years. 23 completions in three games. And there's another number on the receivers.
Uh-huh.
So the receivers in the NFL this year in yards, it's like, man, I'm right when I need it, I'm going to lose it. Anyway, the Chicago Bears' entire receiver group is fifth behind four other receivers, one of them including Stephon Diggs.
Uh-huh.
All the Bears' receivers, fifth. When you combine their numbers.
They are setting football back.
It's bad. It's really bad.
And they were on Sunday Night Football last week.
Yeah.
Diggs, 344. Waddle, 342. Hill, 317. A.J. Brown, 309.
And then the Bears.
So yep. they at least just top out Cortland Sutton, though.
Give them
that. They just beat out Cortland Sutton for this. Look at Chris Olave, number 7, by the way.
Yeah.
268 on the season. This is an interesting list. All right, New England. Hoyer starting for them this week. I mean, they're a 10.5-point underdog, and then I know he's saying day by day there, but isn't every report about Mac Jones that he's going to miss like 2 or 3 weeks at least?
They said he made some progress in the last 48 hours, and that's why Belichick said.
Okay.
Yeah. So you had a thing about Dawson Knox you teased, and we didn't get to, unfortunately. What just about pressure mounting for him to start producing with a new contract?
Yeah, we could do it quickly. Like, when does that start to happen? When does pressure start to surround him? When does any sort of criticism start to surround him? It's tough for him because he's such a well-liked player.
Sure.
And he's buddies with Josh Allen, and that helps. Like, there's the picture yesterday of Knox has Josh Allen's like trading card taped to the back of his shoulder pads. And like fans love that. Like they eat that up. Like he's one of the guys. But you got 9 catches in 3 games and you are the 6th highest paid tight end in football. Like doesn't this have to get going?
I wonder about that. You know, they signed him to good money off a big year, and he definitely wanted to stay.
Yes.
I wondered about that. Like, just, what if you waited a year and wait for 1 year where he is still the same player, and you know he has the ceiling he had last year, but he has 3 touchdowns. You know, does the number come down at all? I don't know. I'd imagine that there's still going to be plenty of opportunity for him to contribute. He still plays a lot of snaps. There's no doubt about that. Like, he's been a big...
He plays a lot of snaps, but my biggest criticism of that deal when it happened was his target share in this offense is far lower than the other tight ends that get paid that amount, except for David Njoku. Njoku was the other one that was like, you haven't really been in this role, but he's getting that so far in Cleveland. So far this year, my biggest criticism was last year, Knox, with the big year he had, he ranked 22nd in the NFL among tight ends at target share, and so at 13%. So far this year, he's 29th at 9%. So through 3 games, his target share, which was already not high, has gone down. He's dealing with an injury a little bit now. Obviously, I mean, mentally, you know, the death of his brother before the season. So I'll definitely reserve harsher criticism, I think, for later in the year if this doesn't get going, but I mean, he's going to have expectations now because of that contract.
And at some point, like you would even maybe say expectations around the team to use him. I mean, you paid him to use him.
Yeah. Start scheming him open. Throw it to him in the red zone. I don't know.
Well, for a team with red zone troubles right now, at least in one game.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. Scott Pianowski. We'll talk some fantasy football with Scott coming up at 9 here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.